This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard.
As the weather warms up, a lot of us might be thinking about getting going on that spring cleaning. Our next guest says part of that cleaning should involve getting rid of stuff, and that gets more important as we get older. She makes the case that aging is a whole lot easier if we start downsizing our lives in advance.
Barbara McVicker is with us now. She's an elder care expert, an author, and creator of the public television special Stuck in the Middle, Caring for Mom and Dad. Barbara, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Barbara, first of all, can you make the case why people as they age should start to think about downsizing? What are the benefits?
The benefits of downsizing is just to have fewer things to kind of clutter and take away our energy. And particularly for those baby boomers like I am, where I have a house that was raising kids and have a second floor master bedroom and bathrooms that have very narrow doorways, you put that all together, and out of safety and out of just having a smaller footprint, it makes sense to start to downsize.
And often you hear about, it's easier to make the move to a new living situation, in a transition time as a senior. And sometimes you hear about kids having to deal with stuff after the parent is gone. Is that part of the case you make to people for downsizing?
Oh, I think always. I think that we do our families a disservice by not having crucial conversations, getting our documents together, downsizing when we are still able to do it ourselves. I really don't want to do this to my kids, partly because my parents did it to me and I had to do all the downsizing for them. I had to help them move. So I think we people that have been caregivers have said, we're going to do this earlier, we're going to do it on our terms, and we're not going to make our kids get stuck with this.
It's a wonderful idea, but do you think a lot of people get to that point and they just somehow find it hard to follow through and actually look through things, years of accumulated memories and objects, and actually get rid of stuff?
Yes. There's the emotional side of downsizing, which is, oh my gosh, I love all this stuff and nobody's going to want my dining room table and my kids don't want my old rocking chair or whatever. So yes, there's that emotional side, but there's the intellectual side of knowing that it makes sense to downsize, to declutter. And partly it's just out of the safety standpoint. When you have a lot of stuff around, you can trip over it. You can have things go wrong. You can have the rugs that are going to trip you. And so to declutter and get things out of the way is one of the nicest gifts we can give to the rest of our family. I think you need a system, though. And if you're just starting out looking at the whole big mess, you're like, this is overwhelming. When I cleaned out my parents' house, they had 30 consecutive years of National Geographic. And they also, when I went to the basement, I found a box marked pencils, too small to use. You know, our kids, these millenniums, they don't want our collections. It's time that we stop kind of deluding ourselves and going, oh, I'm certain Johnny's going to want the train set from when he was 12. Well, no, they really don't. They're mean, lean, and they're ready to move at a moment's notice. And it's time that we kind of quit deluding ourselves that somebody's going to want all of our stuff.
Well, Barbara, we'll dig into the practical side of things in a minute, but I know a lot of what you do, not just on this downsizing issue, but you help people figure out how to start the conversation about, you know, legal or medical or other issues of aging. How about this one? How does, say, a spouse start this conversation with a spouse, maybe a pair of baby boomers, or that millennial kid you talked about? How do they bring this up with parents who might not be pondering this issue yet?
I think whenever you do anything out of love and safety, it's an okay topic, and you need to kind of say, we want to be able to carry out your wishes. We want to make certain that you have told us through documents what you want at end of life, how you want your assets dispersed. And part of that is also moving to a place where you can age in place. And instead, we try to do these tiny little baby steps where, okay, we'll retrofit the bathroom or something like that. And at some point, it just makes sense maybe to just make a move to a smaller place. And we would like to help you do that, Mom and Dad. Let's go out and look at places. Have you thought about what you might want to do in the future? Let's start those conversations now. I talk about the fact that I really think that we need to do these when the adult children are 40 and the parents are 70. That those conversations, how do things look, what in the future, what do you envision? Where will you be living? What will you be doing? And transition straight into it. Of course, housing is going to be a big factor.
We're talking right now with elder care expert Barbara McVicker. She's the author and creator of the public TV special Stuck in the Middle, Caring for Mom and Dad. She's making the case that as parents age, it's time to clean things out, downsize, and think of it as a gift for the next generation. And we go to our phone lines now. Jackie is with us from Drummond. Hi, Jackie.
Oh, yes. You know, I think the more clutter we have, the less time we have because we're so frustrated by our clutter. And I think we're really selfish as parents if we don't start decluttering. So years ago when I moved, I got rid of a beautiful set of china, a blue willow or something, and I got rid of my other china, and I just have happy plates, about 12 plates that don't match, but they're just happy. So if I die, they could be thrown away. And I'm an avid cyclist, still at 74. So I took my silver in and changed it, got it into money, and bought a bike. Mm. And I feel all the stuff I have in my house not important, you know, so if something does happen before I move, it could all just be taken to the Goodwill. But I know more people have more stuff. I've been with friends who have 3 and 4 sets of china. This next generation doesn't want all those things.
Mm. Oh, Jackie, I think you're so right. And I think because our parents handed stuff down to us, we kind of take it for granted that, oh, our kids are going to want our stuff or our collections. When you talk about a distraction, Jackie, the average person spends 55 minutes a day looking for things. Now, that's ridiculous. If we had fewer things and everything in its place, that wouldn't happen. The other thing that I think is interesting, it sounds like you're in kind of the age range where 50% of people over 50 say they have more than what they need. We don't need all that. It's time to reduce, reuse, recycle, and make a smaller footprint.
Thanks so much for that call, Jackie. Now, Barbara, you've gotten us motivated. You mentioned we need a system. Give us a starting point. How do we start this effort? We've got this house full of clutter. What do we do to start?
Yeah. I think the first thing you do is you set a date. And depending upon whether it's for yourself or whether it's for your parents, you might include other family members. Another thing is you might actually include a professional to help you do that. And then kind of work room by room. Assign tasks to everybody. Like, you're going to go through this, we'll go through that. I think the biggest thing is you should only touch everything once. When I was trying to help my parents downsize, they kept taking things out of boxes and touching them again. Or they'd say, oh, put it in the corner, we'll discuss it later. You cannot afford to do that. There's a point at which you touch it once and it goes to Goodwill, it goes to the grandkids, or it goes to the new place where you're moving. And I think for the elderly, one of the nice things is write down the stories. They have things that have a story to them. And write down what those stories are and attach them to the item that's maybe going to go to some other family member. And really, professional help is really quite helpful, whether it's appraising things so you know what's a collectible and what's junk. So having a professional come in maybe at the end or maybe to help you through the whole process. And as long as you're getting your stuff in order, make certain you get your documents in order, put them all together, let the whole family know where those documents are.
What about having the kids there with you? So just on the off chance there is a painting that has sentimental value for someone, something else, that it doesn't accidentally get tossed out because you're on a purging binge for the moment.
Well, I guess I'd feel the way that if we over-purge, maybe that's a good deal. I think we tend to under-purge, but that's why I think having somebody come in, if you really have some prized possessions that are worth something, have that person come in so you're not giving away something that really has some kind of monetary value. But I found it interesting when I downsized my parents, I then put on a whole list that we electronically sent around to the family members, and everybody got a turn, and then the next person got a turn, et cetera. And I put monetary value next to those things that really did have some monetary value. And then the rest just listed what they were. I was surprised. On the grandchildren, every one of them wanted something that had that sentimental value and could care less about the dollar value.
Now, can this this be an opportunity to share family history, the objects maybe trigger the story about great-grandma, you know, and then the memory you have is the story, the stuff itself, okay, we can get rid of that now that we've talked about it.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's easier, for particularly for the elderly, to give things away to a human, you know. So I keep saying, you know, take something. Even if it's not what you want, if Grandma or Grandpa hands it to you, take it, because now it's out of their house. But the other thing I did was, those things that did go into our kids' houses, I took pictures of them and gave them to my parents so they saw that this has this new place in this loving home of their grandchild or in my home.
We're talking right now with elder care expert Barbara McVicker about downsizing as we age. And she says getting rid of stuff as we get older makes life easier for ourselves and for our adult children.
And we want to hear from you. Have you done something like this, gotten rid of a lot of material possessions? Have you gotten older? Or have you been in a position where you wish this downsizing had happened? Maybe an unexpected move for yourself or an aging parent, cleaning out the house, setting up an estate sale. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with elder care expert Barbara McVicker. She makes the case that we should downsize as we get older. She has advice on how to get it started and how to start the conversations, too.
And you can join us with your thoughts, your experiences at 800-642-1234. You may be in the process of getting rid of a lifetime worth of stuff. Does it make life easier to have less as you age? And do you find it hard to get rid of things that you feel an attachment to, that you've had around you? Share your experiences, your questions at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll go back to our callers. We've got Verge on the line in Sturgeon Bay. Verge, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your story?
Well, my husband's family has this, and I don't know whether they intended this to be a tradition, but it's become a tradition. When Grandpa died, Grandma downsized. And the family started out with just a family-only auction. And so if someone in the family wanted a particular thing, they could buy it. And then that money went to Grandma. And everything else then went into an auction the next day or the following weekend. When Grandma downsized the second time, we did the same thing. We had a big auction in her living room and sold off to all the family members. Cousins and aunts and uncles were bidding against each other, and we made a big party of it. And only blood relatives could bid on things. And then all the money from that then went to Grandma's care. And just recently, a few years ago, his mom then had this big auction as she was downsizing from her larger home. And again, you know, the kids got to bid against one another. And, you know, that was a public auction at that point. But I think an auction is a great way to go. And then all the proceeds go to the parents and everybody gets what they want. So I would highly recommend doing something like that.
Verge, thank you so much. What a great story. Barbara, I think that would work well as long as you don't have a family with a really mean competitive streak, because otherwise that auction could get ugly, I think.
Well, ugly and maybe drive prices way up. I don't know.
But that just helps Grandma, so I guess that's good.
That's true, if it's going to go to Grandma. But what a great idea. And if they kind of made it fun and in a party, I think it's easier to get rid of your items when they do go to family members.
Well, thank you for that call. And we're going to go next to Ann in Baraboo. Ann, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say that we didn't have the luxury of being able to plan ahead with our parents. They died unexpectedly, first my father and then some years later my mother. But my sister came up with this great idea of there were three of us, and we could go through and choose what we wanted, taking turns, and then there were some things that we got rid of. We could all agree on that. And then this group of things that were in between, it was too hard to decide if we could part with them, but we didn't know if we really wanted to take them home. So my sister came up with the idea of putting the items in her basement in boxes, and then in 2 years we would go through them again, and anybody could keep what they wanted, and then we parted with the rest. And that just seemed a really good way to do it, because it was too much too soon to try and decide, you know, on things that you couldn't really say for sure if you wanted to get rid of them. But it gave us the time to kind of let things heal a bit and then be able to take a fresh look. And I took a few more things home, but then we were able to part with a lot.
Well, thank you for sharing your experience with us, Anne. Appreciate that. And that's an interesting take, because it is an emotional process, as Anne points out, getting rid of things that are associated with relationships and family and love. Sometimes you're not in a position to make that call right then. What about putting it in a box for a couple of years?
I think that that's an excellent idea. She's very fortunate that her sister says, hey, you can put all those boxes in my basement, because I think that that can work well if you actually stick by it and set a time and say, we're all going to come back and this will be the final go-through. I know of so many people as I speak across the country that say that they just said, we don't have time right now, or it's too emotional, and they got a storage unit. And 10 years later, they've never opened the storage unit. So I think I hear as many people saying, you know, it just didn't work well. We put it away and we never went back to it. And I've been paying, you know, $50 or $100 a month storing this stuff. So they sounded like they worked together as a team and it worked out well.
Anne, thanks a lot for the call. Practical advice here from Peter on Facebook, who writes, a tablet or ebook reader can be a good tool for this. The ability to consolidate a shelf full of books to a small portable device that can adjust the font size, by the way, to a comfortable level is quite nice. That's a pretty good idea, Barbara.
Yeah, it is. I have tips that I send out every week, and this was the week, I think, that I was talking about how everybody thinks they have treasured possessions, just wonderful stuff. And then all of a sudden, at a baby boomers, you start to think, you know what? It's starting to feel like clutter. And then as you're going through it, and it seems to me like you're, you know, months have gone by, now it feels like time to trash it or get rid of it. And by the time my kids get to it, they're just going to back up a dump truck and drive it away. So somewhere along that line, we kind of need to intercede and do some getting rid of and deciding what is truly junk or what could do so well given to somebody else that could use it. One of the big questions always is, what do I use the most? And kind of put that in one box. And then what is it that doesn't work anymore? And more than that is, are there other people that could use this?
Some good tools there for people starting this process, maybe after this conversation. Barbara, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Barbara McVicker, elder care expert, author, and creator of the public television special Stuck in the Middle, Caring for Mom and Dad. She was urging people as they age to go through their things, get rid of them, and consider it a gift to your kids, to the next generation.
And you can share your experiences if you've been through this process yourself, and maybe you've got advice for other listeners out there. Just head over to the Central Time Facebook page. You can share your story there.